I want to quickly touch base with Rebecca Tomkinson. She was actually on the news service with, well, the report with Jake right. about the Royal Flying Doctor Service is now going to actually have a few helicopters, courtesy of a couple of very generous people. Rebecca is the Western's Operations CEO and joins us. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Hi, Millsley.
How are you going?
I'm really well, really well.
You must be excited. Yeah, I mean, FMG, that's a partnership that you've got going and you've got some helicopters off the ground.
We sure do. We're really proud to announce our partnership with Fortescue today, launching our HeliMed service. We're the very first to do that for the RFDS throughout all of Australia, and it's a fantastic new advancement for patient care in WA, and really proud to be a part of that great new journey for us today.
Right. So I'm thinking that, you know, someone who's in an isolated area, when would you use a chopper and when would you use a plane?
So a great question, and it's all about how our very clever clinicians and the team who do our tasking work together to make sure that we give the best asset possible to the clinical needs of the patient. And we can use our helicopters within a 250 range of our Jandakot base. So they can do 500 kilometres without needing to refuel, and they can go at 225 kilometres an hour.
Wow.
So a really fantastic point-to-point service for an inter-hospital retrieval.
Right. So the thing that comes to my mind driving a lot in the country, if there's a road accident, for example, would they be used in that scenario where someone needs to be lifted off?
So they'd always first be the DFES helicopter. Search and rescue would come in to do that primary accident.
Yep.
But if it was perhaps, Millsy, a bigger accident and there were more vehicles involved and there needed to be extra support, then we would come in behind the search and rescue team
right.
at DFES and provide that extra care.
Now, Beck, you heard me talking with Adam. I said, would you do the, well, you know, if you're a pilot at RFDS, would they be encouraged to become helicopter pilots as well, or will you be putting new people on staff?
I loved your conversation with Adam Millsy because it's one of those things in aviation, and perhaps your listeners can dial in because you're kind of either rotary or you're fixed wing, and the two don't sort of
really?
Always see. There's a bit of a turf war on who's more clever to
yes.
be able to be the pilot of each. So we have brought on board new pilots to be able to fly the EC-145, and they're going to be type rated specifically to that helicopter
right.
and specifically for the aeromedical service that we provide. So
right.
yeah, it's an exciting day.
So you have to balance that on how you treat your pilots and how you treat your chopper pilots. Have you got a particular leaning one way or the other, Rebecca?
Look, you know what's really important is the whole team is just incredible, Millsy, and I am ridiculously proud of the work that they do each and every day to support West Australians whenever they need our service.
Beautiful strap.
But there. It is always lovely to kind of hear the different professions chat about their different skill sets.
That's good.
I did listen with much amusement.
I think it's terrific. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to have a chopper because it can be versatile and get to places maybe that a plane can't get to easily, and then you need someone to transport the person to a plane, whereas a chopper might be able to land on the scene. So that's terrific. Hopefully it's a partnership that lasts a long, long time.
Absolutely. And we're really proud to be being able to provide this service for West Australians whenever they need it.
Yeah, excellent. Well done to FMG for putting their hand in their kick. Nice to chat. Take care.
Thanks, Millsy.
Good on you. Rebecca Tomkinson there. She's the Royal Flying Doctor Service Western Operations CEO.